Chapter 11. Uddhava meets the gopis. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, the gopis finished their mangalartik ceremonies by lighting butter lamps and sprinkling butter and yogurt. The bright lamps made their bracelets shine. Then they churned butter. The churning rods, their arms, their earrings, bangles, shoulders, everything moved. While making butter, they sang songs about Krishna. After Krishna had gone away to Mathura, the gopis came every day early in the morning to visit Mother Yashoda. They knew how sad Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda were when Krishna left Vrindavan. After the sun came up, the gopis came as usual to visit Nanda and Yashoda. When they got there that morning, they saw the golden chariot of Uddhava at the door. They became afraid and very quiet for a long time. Then they whispered to each other, "What is this? Whose chariot is it? Has a crew come again? Already he has taken away our beloved Krishna. What could he want to do to us now?" While they were talking like this, Uddhava came out. When the gopis saw Uddhava, they knew he was a great devotee of Krishna because he looked a lot like Krishna. He was dressed in yellow clothes and wore a garland of lotus flowers. His face was very beautiful. The gopis said, "This boy looks just like Krishna. Who could he be? He has the same lotus petal eyes, the same raised nose, and beautiful dark face, and is smiling in the same way. He even dresses exactly like Krishna. Where has he come from?" The gopis were very, very excited to hear that Uddhava had brought them a letter from Krishna. They called him over to sit down in a quiet place so they could speak with him. They simply started talking with each other over and over again about all the things their beloved Krishna used to do when he was a small boy. One of the gopis, Srimati Radharani, was thinking about Krishna so much that she started talking about him to a bumblebee flying just near her lotus feet. She talked to him as if he were Krishna's messenger, like Uddhava. "Bumblebee, you like to drink honey from the flowers. I see the red kumkum powder on your mustache from Krishna's flower garland. Did you come to tell us about Krishna? Are you trying to touch my feet? My dear bumblebee, let me warn you, don't touch me. We loved Krishna so much, and then he just went away to Mathura. You foolish bumblebee, do not sing about Krishna here. Whatever you say will be old stories to us. Krishna is now in the city and is better known as the friend of Arjuna. He must have many new girlfriends, and they are surely very happy. Go there and sing about Krishna. We left our families, husbands, and children only for Krishna. But he left us for lost and did not even come back to Vrindavan. That was not very fair. But here is the problem, dear bumblebee. Although it was not very nice of him to go away like that, we cannot stop remembering or talking all about him, and we are always trying to find him again. It is better to talk about something else. We are only getting more and more sad that he is not here with us anymore." Suddenly, Radharani did not see that bumblebee flying around her anymore.
"Oh no! Oh no!"
She was afraid.
"Oh,
Maybe he went back to tell Krishna that I don't want to hear about him. Fearfully, she looked and looked for the bumblebee. Finally, she found him and told him. Oh, never mind, bumblebee. Forget all these things. Oh, please tell me how Krishna is doing in Mathura. Does he still remember his devotees in Vrindavan? I am sure he must talk about us sometimes. We all love him very much. Do you think Krishna will ever come back again and put his arms around us? Uddhava stood there listening to Radharani talking to the bumblebee about Krishna. He thought, how wonderful it is that these gopis love Krishna so much that they think about him all the time. Out loud, he said, my dear gopis, you are all wonderful devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am carrying a letter from Lord Krishna to you all. This is what he wants to say to you. My dear gopis, my dear friends, I have never been away from any of you at any time. I can never leave you. All of you love me so much from the very beginning of your lives. My dear gopis, while I am in Mathura, you will always be thinking about me even more and more because you love me so much. And because you are always thinking of me, I am always right there with you in your hearts. The gopis really missed Krishna and were happy to hear his message. One gopi said, my dear Uddhava, we always pray that Krishna will soon come back here again. We always remember everything we ever said or did with Krishna. Vrindavan is the land of rivers, forests, and cows. We hear the sound of the flute all the time. Krishna and his elder brother, Sri Balaram, enjoyed playing in these nice places with us. Everything in Vrindavan always makes us think about Krishna and Balaram. The footprints of Krishna are still on the ground. But all these things cannot help us to get Krishna back in Vrindavan again. Another gopi said, oh, my dear Uddhava, we always remember Krishna's joking words, all the beautiful ways he looked, how he smiled and walked. We can think only about Krishna, and we can never forget him. We are always crying for him and praying, dear Lord, please come back to Vrindavan again. We are so very sad without you here. The gopis missed Krishna so much. Uddhava said, close your eyes and think of the wonderful things Krishna did when he was a small boy. I will tell you many stories about Krishna. I am sure you remember them all. While I am talking about Krishna and you are remembering about Krishna, Krishna will be here with us. Uddhava stayed in Vrindavan for some time and told stories all day long about Krishna. By hearing so many wonderful stories, the gopis really felt that Krishna was always with them. As they talked all about him, the days went by quickly. It was easy for Uddhava to tell stories about Krishna in the shade of the Vrindavan forest near the Jamuna River, with its fruit trees, beautiful flowers, Govardhan Hill, and caves. And everyone was so happy that Uddhava was there in Vrindavan. It was as wonderful as having Krishna himself there. Then, one day, Uddhava wanted to go back to see his dear friend Krishna. He asked Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda if he could go back to Mathura. He went to see the gopis one last time. Then he sat on his chariot ready to go back home to Krishna in Mathura. Everyone in Vrindavan came to say goodbye to Uddhava and to give all kinds of presents for him to take back to their beloved Krishna. When Uddhava got back to Mathura, he went straight to his master, Lord Sri Krishna, bringing all the gifts from all of his friends and his mother and father in Vrindavan. He told Krishna how much everyone there loved him and missed him. "You will be very glad to know," Uddhava said, "that everyone is well, and the gopis were happy to hear your message and all the stories I told them about you." Krishna loved the gopis very much and was always thinking about them. Day after day, Uddhava told Krishna many of the stories about his visit with Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, and all the gopis of Vrindavan. Thank you.